This week, Alzheimer's Disease International released a report focusing on post-diagnosis care for patients. The report aimed to review different rehab methods to improve chances of both length and quality of life for those suffering with Alzheimer's. This follows from last year's report where the focus was on initial diagnosis. The Wire's Zachary Probert found out more.
An emphasis on post-diagnosis care was prevalent throughout the report released by Alzheimer's Disease International. Co-director of the Centre for Brain Aging at the University of New South Wales, Professor Henry Brodaty, was one of the many experts around the world contributing to the report, focusing on non-pharmacological interventions for patients. Professor Brodaty says an Alzheimer's diagnosis can be confusing for new patients.
What we know, in fact, from our own formative research, is that people, when they get a diagnosis of dementia, and their families often feel lost, bewildered, confused, not sure where to go. They often get a message that this is an incurable disease, get your affairs in order, and that's about it.
Professor Brodaty says, however, there are many ways we can lessen the impacts Alzheimer's and other forms of dementia can have on patients, even without a cure.
There is a lot that we can do to help people with dementia lead quite a positive life for many years after they have that diagnosis. And getting the diagnosis doesn't change their life from one day to the next, except the impact of the diagnosis can without adequate support. So most people concentrate on whether there's a cure, and as yet, for most dementias, there is no cure. As just to clarify, there are over 100 different types of dementia. Alzheimer's is the most common one, accounting for over 50% of the dementias.
Affecting just under 500,000 people in Australia and around 50 million globally, these numbers are projected to double by the year 2050. He says things can be done in order to help those with this common neurological disease.
So of the many things that you can do, we know that people who stay more engaged in life, physically, socially and mentally, lead a better quality of life and may have a slower rate of decline. So there's evidence now about the benefits of, say, physical exercise. There's also benefits of using computerized brain training programs. There's also something called cognitive stimulation therapy, where you do much the same thing but in small groups. There's cognitive rehabilitation. There's getting help from allied health, particularly occupational therapists. And if people have speech problems associated with the dementia, with speech pathologists or speech therapists as well. Many people with dementia become depressed or anxious, understandably. And psychologists may help with being able to deal with that rather than just turning to medications.
Alzheimer's can take up to 30 years for symptoms to show. Other non-pharmacological treatments can help alleviate some of the struggles associated with this disease and reduce chances of being diagnosed with a form of dementia.
Other things are, you know, avoiding alcohol, certainly excessive alcohol. For people with sensory impairments, such as vision problems or hearing problems, they can magnify the cognitive impairment, so correcting vision, wearing a hearing aid are important. We know social isolation or loneliness increases the risk of dementia, so people who are able to socialise is important. And helping the family, help the person as well. We know that when a person has dementia, it's not just one person's illness, it's usually many others affected. And when the family are able to cope well, it helps the person cope well. So there are a lot of supports.
Though it can be an uncertain and oftentimes confusing time, he says there are plenty of resources for people dealing with or looking after someone affected with dementia or Alzheimer's.
Dementia Australia provides 6 sessions of free counselling for people's post-diagnosis. They've been funded by the Commonwealth Government to provide more services, particularly for post-diagnostic care. We've developed a website, forwardwithdementia.org.au, and that has a lot of practical... We've co-designed it with people with dementia, with family carers, with healthcare practitioners, and we led a project which involved 5 countries, UK, Canada, Netherlands, Poland, and ourselves. And we're quite pleased with that. We're getting very good feedback. It provides a lot of very positive messages for people with dementia, stories from people with dementia, tips, advice, knowledge. So there is a lot of resources out there that people need to be aware of and take advantage of.
Although funding on federal and state levels seem to help, more education needs to happen for public clinicians and GPs so the community knows what resources are available.
Definitely we need more education, and it needs to be amongst the healthcare practitioners, and also about the public, knowing what they can get and asking for it, and amongst the practitioners, knowing what resources they have, and empowering them to be better doctors or clinicians of other sorts in advising their patients.
Although being diagnosed with dementia can be confusing for those affected, it may not necessarily be the end. Professor Brody says a community approach is the best solution for those suffering.
I think it's really important that people realise a diagnosis of dementia is not the end, it's the beginning. It's the beginning of a new journey, and there's a lot of help they can have along that journey. And we need to have a partnership with the people with dementia, with the families, with healthcare practitioners, and with service providers generally, and the governments, and Dementia Australia. So it really takes a whole community approach to deal with this.
That was Professor Henry Brodaty from the Centre for Brain Ageing at the University of New South Wales. Ending the story by The Wire's Zachary Probert.